slight addition to our sermon title. It should be Destiny, Known and Unknown. Notice that was not in the bulletin or on the screen either. Destiny, Known and Unknown.
Life rarely goes the way that we plan it to. I was reminded of this just recently. Our oldest son, Jordan, and his wife, Miriam, who happened to live with us here in Maryland, a few weeks back, went on a trip to Thailand for 2 weeks. And you would think that would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't you? You would think. But it was also something of a disaster. You see, Miriam has a passport from Costa Rica, which is where she is from originally. And when she obtained her visa to get into Thailand, she unknowingly or for whatever reason, she got what was called a one-time entry into Thailand. And maybe at the time, that's all they needed. I'm not sure. And then they made some extra plans to take a trip to Cambodia after they had already been in Thailand for a couple days. And so they were in Thailand, took a short trip, flew then to Cambodia. And as they left Thailand, nobody said anything to Miriam. And they flew up to a place called Siem Reap, which is the city from which people go to visit Angkor Wat, a very famous temple there in Cambodia. And they spent several days there. Beautiful time. They were traveling with some good friends of theirs, a couple from Baltimore. After they finished their time in Cambodia, they went to the airport to fly back to Thailand to complete their itinerary, to finish their trip that they had all planned out. Miriam was not permitted to fly back into Thailand because she did not have a multi-entry visa into Thailand, just a one-time entry, and she had already used it up. So, she needs to get another visa by which she can re-enter Thailand. Complicating matters is Thailand is beginning to celebrate a holiday, which means the embassy is closed. This was like on a Wednesday, a few days into their trip. Embassy is not going to be open until the following Monday. And even then, they don't know if they can get the visa in time to return to Thailand and simply catch their home flight back to the United States. And if not, Jordan found out, it's going to cost them $2,000 to change the flights. Because they, you know, they purchased a advance flight tickets at a very good price. So they are just scrambling how to get another visa. All this time, their friends have flown on, continuing the itinerary which they had already planned and already paid for. So Jordan and Miriam are missing all of that. And they're stuck in Cambodia. And even thinking, maybe we should fly to Singapore, and that will help us to, in a faster way, get the visa that we need. Well, they finally decided to... they ended up taking a taxi to go down to Phnom Penh, which is the capital of Cambodia, which is where the Thai embassy is. And then they had to wait. And apparently, Thailand, for whatever reason, doesn't give you visas the same day that you apply for them. At best, it takes 2 days to get a visa. Just because. Hope no one's here from Thailand. So all of this is happening that is not a part of their plans. And it's costing them. It's costing them. Not only are they losing their plans that they had already paid for, their hotels, the trip to these special islands there in Thailand, but they're having now to pay extra for their place in Cambodia that they never planned to be or stay at. Well, fortunately, they were able to obtain the visa that Miriam needed there in Phnom Penh. But they didn't get it until a week after the initial flight back to Thailand. And so they fly back to Thailand Wednesday night. They're flying out Saturday night. They can't catch up with their friends. They can't go those last couple days to the island getaway that they had already paid for. But they did make it back into Thailand. They were able to travel to some resort city close by, Bangkok. But they lost so much. They lost the time with their friends. They lost those destinations that had already been planned for. They lost money along the way. But they were able to make their flight, their original flight, on Saturday night and arrived back at Dulles on Sunday morning as originally had planned. But their trip was not at all like they had planned. And as I think about their experience, I know that is a lot like life, isn't it? We plan it out to be a certain way, and then all of those unknown destinations come along, which we never planned for. Some of them are good, and we handle those relatively easily, don't we? We don't struggle with those. But some are bad, and we find that there is loss along the way, that there is tragedy, that there are detours, that there are challenges that we never would have imagined. We wouldn't have planned and said, well, you know, I ought to put that on my itinerary. No. But in spite of all that, but if and when we arrive safely at our eternal home, our known destiny, it's going to be all right. It will be all right. That's the main thing. And it won't matter all those other unforeseen destinies that came our way. And in fact, I would submit to you that it is our known destiny that enables us to handle all of those unknown destinies that come our way. As the saying says, all's well that ends well. And as people of faith, we know it's going to end well. As Christians, we know the worst thing that happens is never the last thing. And so this morning, I just want to share, in light of this broken, uncertain world that we live in, what are some things we can know for certain? So three things I want to share with you. The first one, already up on the screen, is a fact, people. There will be unknown destinies for you and me. Am I right? We've probably all experienced things of that sort already, haven't we? Things have happened to us that we would never dared dream of. Things perhaps that we have been afraid of. And they come our way and they just take our breaths away. Things that we don't know about. There's a scripture in Acts 20 where the Apostle Paul speaks of this very thing. There's an unknown quality to what he says, and there's a known quality. Listen, he's bidding the people at Ephesus goodbye. Notice what he says. This is Acts 20, beginning with verse 22. He says, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem," what? "Not knowing what will happen to me there." But then he turns around and says, goes on, "I only know," so there's this unknown quality, but then there's this known quality, "that in every city the Holy Spirit has revealed to him that there are prison, and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the task, complete the race." Finish the race, complete the task. "The Lord Jesus has given me the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." And so we can see Paul wrestling with this unknown destiny. And so, and I know it's not particularly comforting, but we can be certain of uncertainty. We can know there's going to be unknown things that come our way. And so while it's not comforting, it's true. And it helps us to be ready. Knowing that there's going to be unknowns, certain that there will be uncertainty. And I like so much, did you notice Paul's response there? It wasn't, "How can I preserve myself? How can I stay safe? How can I avoid it?" Paul says, "I don't care about my life. I don't care about my life." He says, "All I care about is completing the task God has given to me." So that's what we need to learn, not to care about our lives. Much easier said than done, isn't it? So there will be unknown destinies that come our way, things that we would never have planned for ourselves. Secondly, our second point, faith. Faith enables us to see God's hand in the midst of these unknowns. Again, that is much easier said than done. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Faith. Faith. You know, we deal with all these difficult situations, things that just throw our lives into confusion. But there we are, just with our hands folded. Oh, Lord, I know you're in control. Just people of faith. But faith is such an integral thing. It tells us that we are not abandoned. Though we might be surprised, God is there with us. We haven't lost our way. Even though we think we're on a detour, God is still in control. That's where faith comes in. You know, from our human perspective, so many times I see chaos. I see things out of control. I see all of these unknowns that I had not anticipated. That's the human perspective. Faith sees God at work in spite of what is happening. Using these unforeseen events for our good and His glory. Only faith can grasp that. We cannot see it humanly. It has to be by faith. Another example from Paul. This is Philippians chapter 1. An exemplary person when it comes to faith. Paul is writing from prison. And we ought to see this, can we not, as a detour? Something unplanned on Paul's part? He wanted to keep preaching, but now he's put into prison. Not on his itinerary. But notice Paul's attitude towards what happens to him. Beginning with verse 12, he says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me, that is being put into prison, has actually served to advance the gospel. So Paul's saying, me being put into prison has had a positive effect. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. So Paul says, even me being in prison, even this detour, God is using to further His mission. And then also, one other thing. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. So it says, people seeing me in prison, standing up for my faith, are now being bolder in their witness. This is not a simple thing. It's not a given that we will experience the events that overtake us, those unplanned things that we did not think of, and just automatically see, well, thank you, Lord, I see where you're doing this, this, and this. It's an act of faith. Looking away from the journey, the map that we had planned. And I dare say that we all have an idea if not in the front of our mind, at least in the back of our minds, as to how we think our lives should go. And then the train gets off the track, and we're going all these different directions. And then our ability simply isn't able to make sense of what is happening. Have you been there? But then faith knows that what is happening has not caught God by surprise. We are surprised, but he is not. He knew it was going to happen. God knows the unknown. And not only, this takes it a step further, and it's reflective of what Paul just said. Not only is God not surprised, he is bringing good out of those circumstances. And it's not just in spite of those circumstances, but God, so great that he is actually using those circumstances to bring good out. Even though we think we're on a detour, we think we're off course, we think we're experiencing something unplanned for, something we would have avoided, faith sees and knows that God is unsurprised. And God is still at work. And then lastly, number three, which we cannot forget, our final known destiny enables us to persevere through the unknowns. If we didn't have that, what would we do? Our scripture reading there in 2 Corinthians 4, Paul and his helpers, other fellow preachers, they were going through some pretty tough times, getting beat up day after day after day. And Paul, once again, comes back to the idea that my life doesn't matter to me, which seems to be, by the way, the bottom line where we need to come to. That's how simple it is. Our lives just ought not to matter. But he comes to this point, this is in verse 14, which we see as the bedrock for his faith. It says, we know the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will raise us too. And so he says, if that's going to happen, what does it matter? It happens to us in this life. And so he goes on, verse 16, therefore, we don't lose heart because we know the destiny for each of us. And he speaks, he says, though outwardly we're wasting away, outwardly we're getting beat up, outwardly, things are not going as we planned. There's destinies happening to us we don't want to go through. He says, but inwardly, what's happening on the inside? He says, we're being renewed day by day. In other words, on the inside, we're people of faith. And we know that God's still in control. Then notice what he says. This is just incredible. He makes a comparison. He says, for our light and momentary troubles. He's talking about the detours. We'll go into that just a moment. Light and momentary troubles. And you may be struggling with that and say, it's not light and momentary what I'm going through. But that's what Paul says. He says, these are achieving for us an eternal glory. Eternal glory. I think the King James says, a weight, the weight of glory that far outweighs them all. And so, he says, consequently, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, not on the detour, not on those unexpected circumstances, but on what is unseen. Since what we see is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's look just for a moment at that phrase where Paul says, light and momentary. Light and momentary. And maybe you want to say to Paul, wait, what's happening with me is not light, and it doesn't seem to be momentary. It's been going on too long. We're talking about losing a job, a house, life and death situation. Not light and momentary. There's another scripture, just a few pages over, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Just want to kind of skim through this, where Paul is he's going over the things that he has experienced. Just going to go through this quickly. It's 2 Corinthians 11, beginning of the verse 23. Picking it up just about in the middle of the screen there. He says, I've worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely. He's comparing himself to the other would-be apostles. Been exposed to death over and over again. He goes on, 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times beaten with rods, 1 pelted with stones, 3 shipwrecked, 1 and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move, been in danger from rivers, from bandits, from the Jews, from the Gentiles, everybody, basically, right? In the country, in the city, wherever he's been. So this is Paul's experience. And after all of this, or in light of this, what's he saying? Light and momentary. So how can he say that? Why would he say that? Because of the glory to come. Light and momentary, he compares to weighty and eternal. The one is light and the other is so heavy. The one is temporary, momentary, and the other is eternal. And he says this other far outweighs them all. There's another passage where he says, it's not worth comparing what we go through in this life and what is to come. Familiar scripture, Matthew 16. I want to conclude with this scripture. mold it just a little bit to the message this morning. What Jesus asks, do you benefit? If you gain the whole world, and I would put in there, if you have a smooth path, if you don't experience any detours, if you don't experience any unknowns, what do you benefit if you go through life like that, but you lose your own soul? You don't make it to eternity. What good is it? Is anything worth more than your soul? Is anything worth more than eternity? What if you miss that? Even though your life here be relatively free from difficulty and detours, what do you benefit? There will always be the temptation to wish for and experience a good and relatively smooth journey, to be content and to be satisfied, and to think that this nice journey on earth, it's all I need. And then we lose sight of that eternal destiny. And this morning, I'm saying, don't allow that temptation, that good, to keep us from the best. The good we have in this life is not our final destiny. And of course, as we have said, there will be bad things, challenging things, unplanned things that come our way. Don't stop having faith, because we know God is still at work. And this is not our eternal destiny. My older brother John, longtime educator, teacher, retired in 2016 after, I don't know, a lot of years, not as many as Henry's, but many, maybe 40 or so, at age 68, June of 2016. In January of 2017, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Not on his itinerary. A detour makes us think, doesn't it? Makes me think. You know, what unknown might there be in my future? We don't know. There are unknown destinies for us all. Changes in plans, detours. But above them all, let us never forget that God will give us grace, and that there is a weight of glory that far outweighs them all. Amen.